Hello, Australia.
Welcome to a new government.
A new day. The coup has been stalled.
New possibilities.
The new noodles. New chicken korma.
Send noodles.
New backbenches.
New front benches.
New chairs in the parliament.
New leather.
New ways to say victory.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the newest generation.
For the next 4 years, our government promises to be the best, and fuck you the best. You're welcome.
So that was our intro because Australia just had a federal election.
Yeah, and a different government won, guys. I was very, very excited. Pauline Hanson won. One nation, we're going to become one. No, she didn't even... She lost a fish and chip shop too, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's out.
She lost the kids. Yeah, she bet everything on black and it was red.
Yeah.
She should have gone red.
But our current... You international listeners have probably heard all about this. Our current Prime Minister... our old Prime Minister got done.
And if you're not from Australia, we have a weird tradition where if you get voted out... You get executed.
Yeah, so he's going to get killed. The way they do it is actually they drag you from the top of Australia, the top tip. Mm. They drag you behind a horse is traditional.
Yep.
A rope tied to your leg, and they drag you all the way down to Tasmania. If you survive, so be it. You can survive if people throw you fruit to eat and water as you're getting
and
dragged
and the bananas
along.
Kind of slip up the ground, so it's less rough and it's smoother.
If you've got a lot of fans in a certain town, they'll put a slip and slide out. So, you but some towns will probably add in gravel. Grass, adding gravel. So
Bundy rum.
He might survive, but pretty much ScoMo's dead.
I even saw they were talking on like the American, like the John Olivers about his tackle. We didn't get to talk about that, where he tackled the small child.
He crushed a kid. Holy shit.
So in our country, we've got a really weird history of politicians attempting sport and making absolute fools of themselves. So there's been like a John Howard trying to bowl.
Yep.
Kevin Rudd did something.
Handball. Kevin Rudd was big in a handball.
He would play
against kids at handball. And he used to sell tennis balls and sign them and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
It was like weird stuff like that. So, yeah, what did Tony Abbott? He was swim. He would put on his budgie smugglers and he would swim.
Yeah, and he'd always have one nut out.
One nut out, but not even just at the beach. He'd see a fountain, speedos coming out, swim, do a quick lap.
One nut.
One nut out. Yeah. And then, so ScoMo on a press tour, and he's struggling. He knows...
Oh, it's been bad.
He's gone for Hail Marys. The whole week before the election, he's like, I just got to get in the news. I don't know what I got to do, but something...
Yeah. And was he playing football or was he playing
just
soccer?
Playing soccer. So he's playing soccer against kids, like eight-year-old
really small.
Kids. Yeah. Really small. And like old men seem to do at like family Christmases and kids' birthday parties, there's always one who goes too hard and is too unco for what he's trying to do.
Oh, it's... If I had a piece of advice for a politician going into one of those situations, don't try and beat the kids.
No!
Just be a team player.
Be a team player.
Pass them the ball so they can shine. You don't need to tackle children.
No.
You don't need to slap the basketball out of kids' hands. Like, this isn't your moment.
I would say, personally, I'm not voting for a politician based on how much they can beat an 8-year-old at sport.
Yeah.
A 15-year-old? Yeah, go hard, okay? If you lose to a 15-year-old... You've lost the teenagers' respect. They're going to run amok in this country. 8-year-olds are fine. You got to let them win. So he's playing soccer on this little field. It's not even a real game. There's barely any goals. There's these media watching. Parents are watching. And there's this kid there, this little redheaded kid. Pale skin. Looked weak.
Yes.
I don't want to say make a wish kid, but...
He made a wish and it was to get molested by a politician.
He looked anemic. He looked like... And he said this. He's like, I'm just so glad I'm getting to play soccer with my friends because I've been sick for a year. This is backstory they didn't cover in the media, guys.
Mm.
So that someone passes him the ball They said, go Neville. It wasn't his name, but the kids called him Neville.
His rickety legs were moving. You could tell he had brittle bones. They were kind of crunching with every step.
ScoMo's 10 meters away. He points to him and goes, you're mine, bitch.
Yeah, he goes, bull rush, motherfucker.
Bull rush, motherfucker. And he runs over to him and just fucking tackles him.
Yeah, he goes full Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
What a boy.
But it wasn't like a form tackle where he lowered the head and got him around the waist and picked him up and drove him. It was just a dive.
A body slam.
Body slam. That's the perfect excuse. Yeah. Body slam, chest onto his head, full weight of ScoMo's body coming down on him. And then he did that awkward thing. After he lands on him, he picks him up and rolls him over on the top of him, going, oh, starts patting him, going, oh, buddy, oh, that was a bit funny, wasn't it?
It was almost like a sex move when you're on top and then you're trying to get the girl on.
Yeah, you flip him over on the top. Yo, that actually is a funny thing, Tom.
That was the Jenny.
When you're in the zone, you do the flip over, you roll them, you flip them over. Then sometimes you just like get up and you just lie on your back, you go, get on.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
When you're in the zone, you like flip over, you're like, that was six. You'll respect that. You mentally, you want to be like, I'm going to talk about that later with you. I hope you. And then, but sometimes you just pull off, you just lie back down. You go on top now. She goes, okay.
It's probably a better move, less chance of breaking your penis somehow.
It's good to mix it up. You don't want them to get in the... Anyway, so he did that. He starts patting the kid. Kid's shocked.
Oh, yeah.
I would say it's like... I think he went straight into shock.
Straight into counselling after. Yeah, I reckon.
And ScoMo's not good at dealing with disasters as it is.
He can-
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First thing he said, he's like, oh, Jenny needs a holiday. God, yeah. I can't.
Just ghosted that poor kid.
But then the kid, I barely ever watch free-to-air TV. For some reason, I turned it on that night. He's on fucking the news talking about it. He's on like the morning shows. Mm. Mate, I think it was the morning shows. He was on like Today Morning Show. Going, how'd you go, buddy? What happened? He's like, oh, I was crushed. Playing soccer and it got me. It didn't hurt, but it was a good tackle.
Mm.
But then what was worse? Did you watch this?
The rap?
Yeah. See if you can get it up, actually. See if I've you can get it up.
Because I sent it to you, remember? So I've got it in our chat.
Yeah, you did.
I actually, when I sent it to you, I didn't even realize it was the kid. That got tackled.
Oh, you thought it was just a random kid.
I just thought it was a random show. Idiot kid.
Yeah.
But it's even better that it's this kid.
Because I saw the rap before you sent it to me. I saw the full interview and it's so cringe. But yeah, so then it's one thing to have your 15 minutes, but as an interviewer, you're going to be like, oh, get in, get out as a kid. And then did they set him up for it or does he tell them he can rap?
No, they set him up. They go, we hear you're a rapper.
Oh, so he's redheaded, got a big fringe like he's in short stack. Yeah. He's looking like he's in short stack.
And teeth all over the fucking shop.
He might be 11. I don't know ages of kids.
He's young. All right, let's give it a crack. Oh.
Oh, we're not connected up. Apparently just not. Pop it into the mic.
Oh, maybe my Bluetooth. Oh, now I screenshotted the kid by accident.
Tom just screenshotted it accidentally.
One for later.
We're the boys from Weta, so number two to the retention. Papa, you've got the maiden soccer MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of attention. Knock, knock, who's there? I don't care, I just got you scared over there. Hey, why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better MC? You ain't blind, you can see. Wasn't like a penguin trying to keep up with me. I'm only in the first grade, but I got a rapping degree. And inevitably, sensationally, we've been a missing listen hip-hop royalty. I'm a great one.
Jeez.
Right, that was like one of our raps on the podcast.
Was that
prepared or was that off the dome?
Dude, I'd like to think it was off the dome, but that he's been rehearsing that. That's been three talent shows at high school.
Was that an actual rap? Like, to forgive my ignorance if there's any listeners going, oh, that's actually
Snoop. No way, he was singing about his like weird talent.
I don't know, it could be early Tupac. I haven't listened to early Tupac. Could be a B-side. I did hear the word detention, so but I was like, Mac Miller started young. He might have put detention in a song.
Do you reckon he's going to write a rap about this ScoMo incident?
I think he is.
I think he is.
I think he's written one.
I think ScoMo actually has a verse as well.
I think they team up for a collab of this whole incident.
I think we've got it, actually.
I think we're about to listen to it right now.
A fresh release, guys. All right.
Am I the kid?
You know you're the kid. I'm ScoMo.
ScoMo and the kid.
Yeah.
Grown man crushed me. Yeah. Don't crush me. Don't fucking cross me. Yeah. I'm a child with a big fringe like Minge. I came out, me mum's got tums. Tons of pussy lining up around the canteen, wussy. That's what they call me on the streets. I'm a gangster. ScoMo, help me out here.
Yeah, got you. I'm going to do a bit of a cooler voice for this rap, okay? ScoMo. ScoMo. Let's go. ScoMo, oh no, hit you in the chest, no. Fuck you up, little ranger bitch, yeah. Put sunscreen on. Put a band-aid on. I'll knock you, fuck your mom. I'm ScoMo, fuck the economy. Fuck the mines. Fuck the barrier reef. Going to Hawaii. But fuck our reef. ScoMo, yeah.
I'm a gangster and a ranger. Coming round your streets. Don't ring ya. I show up without calling. When ScoMo comes, I'm falling. Help me. Air leaving my lungs. He broke a rib and he fucked my mum.
Yeah.
I love you, ScoMo.
Yeah. So, ScoMo, on the flow. Can I row? Don't know. Don't matter. I'm gonna do my politician shit. I go down the field and I'm fucking with it. I see 17 kids playing soccer. I said, can ScoMo play? Can I have a kick with you kids?
No,
they said
off.
No. Yeah, they said no, fuck off. Yeah, I was getting to that. I said, don't care, I'm a flow instead. Start rapping on your mum's bed. Rap, 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 rap. Fucking her. I'll roll over her and say, get on top. Like your son was.
And then I walk in the room. I see ScoMo. He's on top of
me. No, don't tell him this. Don't tell him this bit.
And he was pounding
Neville, what
got
do we say?
Cranky.
Okay.
Then dad came and got spanky.
Yeah.
ScoMo and my dad fucking my mum.
Yeah.
Spit roast from heaven.
Pork, pork, pork. Not Jewish. Not Jewish. So much pork. Porked his mum with the dad spit roast turner. Rotisserie.
9 months later, mum's pregnant. Here comes my little brother. ScoMo's now me dad, my stepdad. Raising another kid.
Like Arnie, I fucked a nanny. Got her pregnant. Oh, that's not good. Let's go to Hawaii together. Surf some waves. Peace out. Aloha. Yeah. That was actually such a journey.
Thanks for tuning in.
That was a great
podcast.
Thanks to all those who are still listening.
Oh my god!
Oh, I really enjoyed that. I could have kept going forever.
I like that beat, Alex.
That's a great beat, Alex. Yeah, that was some Snoop.
He didn't make it, but he put it on the soundboard.
That was some West Side. Yeah,
that was cool.
That was some.
So did you go down
California love
French
vibes.
Dog?
Guys, I did vote. I voted. Oh, great English, Frenchie. I voted early.
Why are you talking to them? You're talking to me.
I voted early, Tom.
Oh, you voted early?
I just love it, bro.
Me.
I want to get in first,
what
man.
What the fuck? How do you even do that?
You can just vote early.
How?
You just go down there.
Are they still there?
They open it up a week before and you can just go down and vote. And I don't have anything to do midweek anyway.
I didn't know you could just rock up. So they're chilling there for weeks.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. So I rolled in early. And what's great is like, you know how like you get harassed?
Oh, yeah. All the different candidates.
They never harass me.
Oh, yeah. You look like you're voting. They're like, we know who he's voting for. That's Clive Palmer's son or Pauline Hanson's daughter. I'm not sure.
No, well, I just walk past going, oh, is it a line for Centrelink long? They're like, I think you're in the wrong place, mate. Like, fuck are you looking at? And they just leave me alone.
It's a weird, thing.
What is their life, by the way? Like,
they're just passionate.
What are they doing? So every 4 years, they're like, finally, I have a purpose to live. Or do they go
states?
They
have jobs, bro.
So they take, no, because I went in on a weekday.
Yeah, but they probably volunteer. Because
so they're like, it's the biggest, must be the best week of their year. You know what I mean?
Maybe. You're really making assumptions.
Well, but I'm saying, like, what is your life? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're like, I can't teach this week. Let's say they're teachers. I'm going to go hand out flyers for Barry McCrocken at the local electorate.
Well, I guess it depends how much the parties affect your day to day. Then you'd have more passion in it. If there was one that was like, I'm giving hand jobs to comedians, you'd be down there in a yellow shirt or whatever color, probably be a white stained shirt, and you'd be handing out flyers for a week.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because you'd feel more connection.
You're not wrong.
So that's just a metaphor. But yeah, there are some weird units, and I do like to try and judge them based on their shirt colors, because the shirts, different parties, obviously. And you get different types. It's very funny.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. Have they ever changed someone's mind? Have they?
Well, the funny thing is, I feel like some people literally don't decide. Like, I heard a guy, because the worst thing about standing in those lines is you hear everyone's fucking monologues because they talk out loud. So they're talking about their political preferences. They're like, how come on the how to vote card, it doesn't tell you more about their policies? It's like, bro, Google that before you get there, you know? Like,
I'll kind of agree with him. But
you would.
No, so, but they need like a catchphrase. It's just like a name. You're like, I don't know this fucking person's name. They need to have a little, I'm with him. They need to have a little bit more information.
But it's like the party. Surely you know about the
party. Nah, you don't. Because you think Labor, you're like, oh, they're heaps into births, are they? They're heaps into birthing. Yeah. In Labor, you get it.
What else would the other ones
that
be?
That was good. Liberal, they're about being free. Oh, look how liberal we are. We're going to show willies. Willy. Yeah, that's a willy party. There was one party, it was a cruelty-free animals party. Did you see that one?
No, that was cruelty towards animals. They love beating dogs. And
well, no. That's why... Oh, it was the Chinese party.
I said beating dogs, not eating dogs.
Okay. Yeah. No, but that's... There was actually an animal. So what was, I was like, oh, I'm going to vote for that. Cruelty free animals, whatever. Mm. And then I caught myself. I'm like, no, I'm thinking of dogs here. That's probably about livestock. They're trying to take our steaks.
Oh.
They're probably considered cows, actual animals and shit like that.
They are actually.
They're not really, but.
They're not pets.
Cows have as much brains as a tree does.
What?
You know what I mean? Oh, well, trees. Some trees might have more.
Trees are smart, man.
Exactly.
Wow.
There you go. So what other parties did you... Well, so you don't think it's a good idea to say, hey, let's say it's Barry McCrocken, and he gets like a little catchphrase. You know, like in your yearbook, how you... In the American's yearbook, they can write one thing as like...
Like a funny little
line. Smash mingers or whatever, you know what I mean?
No, but I think they wanted like the full policy. But yeah, I do agree that a little slogan would help.
A little slogan. Just a little way to differentiate yourself. You know what I mean? Hannah James, and then she's written something like, vote for me if you like milk. She's heaps into milk.
All fun and James.
All fun and like, James. Like or she pun. Has a clever one. There you go. That's cool. That was really clever.
Like, who's your daddy? Just randomly.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, that's great.
What's up? Someone just wrote what's up.
That's cool.
What's up?
Yeah, because my line for voting was long. And I was like... There better be a sausage sizzle at the end of this rainbow, you know?
Oh, definitely. Was there?
Absolutely not.
What?
I know. And it was a long line. And I was like, I don't see anyone walking back the other way after voting with a sausage. I'm like, it doesn't look good.
What in the fuck?
Apparently, there's a website, which I knew about after the fact, where you can look up where the best sausages are.
Well, that should be an app.
An app, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you can look up and it tells you what type they're dealing with.
Should be like Pokemon Go.
Oh, that'd
and you
be
walk
cool.
around and then you get sausages.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, so I lined up for fucking ages. Had to listen to some old lady talk politics behind me. And then I said to there was another lady who I could tell was getting annoyed. And I was like, wish I brought headphones, huh? And she was like, fucking tell me about it. She was on board.
Nothing bonds people like hating someone talking too
loudly.
We bonded.
We had a good chat. Yeah.
What was the other one's politic chat?
Oh, it was not good. She was like really old, right? So she was like, I don't know about this. I don't want to vote for Albanese because he's got a funny voice.
Oh, and a funny face.
Yeah.
And those glasses don't help.
Yeah. I'm not doubting his funny voice, but that's not a reason not to vote for
him. Oh, I think it is.
Oh, you do?
Well, you got to listen to him talk. They give press conferences. He's going to be on the world stage.
Who'd you vote for?
The world stage, and there'll be some beautiful French Prime Minister going, do, we should reduce carbon offsets. And Albanese comes in again, I'm a multicultural fucking Prime Minister, you. And everyone's like, fuck, I thought you're whiter than all the other ones. Like, no, nah, I'm a bit Italian sometimes, you. I don't actually know his voice.
That was pretty good. Nah, I think he's a bit lispy.
Oh.
No, maybe not lisp. You know when some people can't say R's? They do W's for R's or something? This is the one willing, thing.
Willing. Oh, please, but for me, it's really... I don't know how to do a lisp or with R's. It was
swap R's with W's.
Willy. Willy.
Are you trying to say Willy?
Willy.
You're doing the...
Like Willy.
Oh, really?
Willy.
Willy. It's Willy good.
Anthony Albanese. Okay, I don't know his voice, guys. We're going to look it up. He might have a rap so later in the show. We don't know.
Who had the hottest voice out of the people you were looking at?
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, I get what you're saying. Yeah, you should look at policies, blah, 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 maybe. Also, you have to listen to him and you have to look at him.
Mm.
I could not stand ScoMo's fucking face.
For oh, it's really smug, wasn't it?
Oh,
it's probably the most punchable face in politics in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So who was the hottest? Like
hottest voice?
Hottest voice and face.
Pauline doesn't count. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't know. We always used to vote for Sharon Bird in Wollongong because she was just a MILF. Silver fox. Yeah, she was a MILF. But I think she's stopped this. I think she's not in it anymore.
Right.
Well, I vote in Sydney now, which is weird. But yeah, so you were actually serious. I mean, like, how do you vote early? You just go in.
Well, I didn't know. I thought you had to do like a postal vote or phone up or some shit.
I voted like a stonecutters type place. It was like, no, it was like what
in
the
city.
Yeah, what the fuck's that
like
place?
Stonemasons.
Yeah, it was like one of those sort of places.
Stonecutters is the parody from The Simpsons.
Yeah. It was like one of those sort of places. Who did you vote for, Alex? Alex is here, guys.
I voted for the Greens.
Of course he did.
Oh, of course he did.
Well, you can see...
Legalize LSD. Let me micro... How funny was the comment we had on the one of the podcasts? It was like teaching Alex how to do acid better.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really? So what did it say?
It was just like he was telling me some way to do it and then like a bit of a word of warning. And
oh, wow.
It was like fully like in depth. Like, okay, the best way to do it is you microdose like this. But word of warning, like fully like...
That's funny.
Like complete... Like, complete idiot's guide to taking LSD. It was like beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Who'd you vote for?
I don't know.
See, you asked him, but you're a coward and you don't want to say.
Well, it wasn't ScoMo. I'll tell you that for fucking free. Fuck, I was so sick of that cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What would you ask him if you don't want to say?
Well, what I was thinking about it for politics, I was like, here's my new theory. Well, it's not a new theory, but tell me if this makes sense, Thomas. Well, you can vote for the Greens. I don't care. They do some good stuff. I don't care who fucking people vote for. But, like, I think with politicians, you have to remember to vote on what they've done, not what they promise to do. Because they all, every single one will break a promise. Because they don't actually have the power to do anything they fucking say.
Yeah.
Do you mean? So it's just what have they done in their life? But for mostly for me, I like to vote based on if we need more comedy. Do you know what I mean? We've all had all the ScoMo jokes. Now we need some elbow jokes. Yeah. And he's half Italian or something, isn't he?
Did you
an Italian accent? That'd be sick.
What's that guy's
name? It's me, Albanese.
What's the guy's name whose video I sent you who was doing some funny TikTok shit?
Oh, bro, John Bernard, is it?
Yeah, he was
we're going to get him on the podcast. Those videos are cracker.
He got a bit too far in the anti-mask stuff. But these videos were funny because he did both, making fun of both parties, right?
We could get one up.
Yeah. I'll just play some audio for you.
Yeah, because it's just audio. So he's pretending to be one of those people at the front of the voting centres. So he's got a coloured shirt on, he's handing out flyers, and he's just talking trash.
So what they did is one was wearing a blue Liberal shirt and one was wearing a red Labour shirt.
Yeah, it was him and his brother,
And then they do some green shit in some of them, but I don't know.
Okay, so listen to this, guys. You'll fucking love
it.
In front of all the other volunteers, they get so triggered. It's so good.
Did you know Anthony Albanese was half Chinese? Vote ScoMo.
Anthony Albanese is half Chinese. Don't tell people
that. It's true.
Anthony Albanese is half Italian, you twat.
I must have got it mixed up.
I think so. Telling people lies is not great. Don't stand
I won't. Me. I won't.
Labour and the Greens are communist scum.
Free petrol for a year if you vote Labour. Free petrol for a year.
Okay, I'm the polling manager here. I'm going to ask you please play nicely with the other political volunteers.
Sorry, I think there's more of an issue in terms of some of the propaganda that you're sprouting.
Okay, I think this is getting a bit hostile.
Okay.
Let's just separate and then we'll just carry on. Guys, climate change is fake. Good on you, hippie.
So that's John Bernard on TikTok. We
some of them were so good.
Yeah, we were going to get him on the podcast back in the day, and then he got cancelled for a bit, and now he's back. So that's good. We'll get him on, guys. They were fucking crack up. Let's move on to the next. Oh, you know what we need to talk about?
Oh,
our fucking last show of the tour, guys.
Yeah.
So last podcast you got, we did on the Saturday with JMO and
Dylan.
Then we had an extra day in Perth where we did a 1,000-seat show, theatre, sold the fuck out.
It's really good.
Fucking Sunday night, fucking crazy show. Tom, what did you think of the show? How was it performing in front of that many people, etc?
Yeah, it was cool, man. They went out and there were ruckus, so many of them. It was in like an Art Deco theatre. Had really good backstage as well, like a legit backstage.
It was like really cool way we did the tour, guys. So if you'd come out to the shows, you would know some of the shows we did were just sketchy because we had to get whatever room we could. Everyone's trying to book after lockdown finished. So that's why in Newcastle we did it in a fucking cage DJ den, which was not good for comedy. But then last show, fortunately, we had a proper theater, something fucking really cool. Dame Edna Everidge would be doing, something like fucking Baz Luhrmann would fucking do. That's what you said. It was like Baz Luhrmann's asshole.
Yeah, it was all Art Deco and huge.
And what was even better, the night before, we stayed and huge. The night before, we stayed, because we got free combo with this hotel, so we stayed two nights in this fucking, what was it?
I'm trying to think of where we stayed.
It was,
I have fucking memory
Southern
loss.
Or, no, the Western.
Oh, yeah. We were staying in like
Scarborough.
Scarborough. It's like a 60s, it looked like a swingers lounge. It was a vibe.
I was sharing with Josh, there was one PowerPoint in the fucking room.
Yeah, the PowerPoint was
as far away as possible from the bed.
Yeah, it was like on the other side of the room, like at the entrance. You couldn't have your phone.
My room whistled because the door didn't seal, so it would whistle like the wind would go past.
And Frenchie was getting triggered like a dog.
So fucking, it was like when I ate apple on the podcast, how triggered Tom would get. I was like a dog, literally like a dog.
It was really funny watching, because we did the shoe game, Alex, and I smashed them both times.
Yeah, Tom was on fire on the weekend. Tom was on fucking fire.
Frenchie was hating it. Oh, my dog's getting triggered.
But not as much. So that whistling would just happen every fucking 5 seconds. And so eventually I had to shut the curtain into the door. It was on the door from the balcony. So that's why I was like. But anyway, so last night, Josh fucking booked us this sickest accommodation. We had baths. We had fucking
spas.
Fancy. Fucking
I kind of wish we spent more time in the rooms, don't you? Just because we left so early.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
We got a free champagne bottle on...
a whole bottle of champagne each.
We didn't even drink it all.
Yeah. But we got to have a spa and sauna and shit. It was awesome.
Oh, it was beautiful. And then we did an awesome show. So thanks for coming out. We also filmed that one too. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to decide which parts of the Frankston show to put out and which parts of the Perth show. So there's going to be some footage coming, guys.
That's exciting. So what's on the cards for Frenchie now? Your tour's finished?
Well, we got an album coming out.
Ooh.
So that'll come out early July. First single out next Tuesday, guys. So
can you give us a little tease of what it is?
Oh, it's a... I'll give you a little tease.
Give us a hum of the chorus. Just a hum.
Nah, 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 nah.
That's pretty good, guys.
I'm going to give you a better tease. It's about drinking, okay? It's about drinking. It's a fucking... It's a rough fucking rock song.
Nah, 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 nah.
I don't know. That's not even the right... You already heard the song. It was...
Yeah, I don't know.
It was ScoMo's song with the kid.
Oh, sick.
That'd be a cool little duet, like...
It'd be funny if he had a verse on one of your tracks. Just get that print.
I want to do a full Ketamine Thug... album one day, but just release it like just to SoundCloud or somewhere that only the fans can find from this.
Can you do Ketamine to write and record everything every time you're on Ketamine?
Oh, that's a good idea. I was going to say, if anyone in the Discord does want a verse from Ketamine Thug, hit me up on the Frenchie tab of our Discord. You guys all be joining our Patreon. If you're in the Patreon, you get into the Discord. If you want it within the next few weeks, I will do it for you, okay? I've got a bit of free time. So,
like, a little verse, like, you're going to
Yeah.
Like, it's my mum's birthday. Can Ketamine Thug tell her how thotty she is?
I would prefer it on an actual, like, song they're making.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, on, like, actual song. That's more of, like, a cameo.
I thought that's what you were saying.
No. So, let's say you're making, like, a song. Even if it's just for your high school band or you're a rapper in, like, fucking high school or the retirement home.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? I want Ketamine Thug on a track. And then just... Send me the beat, and which part you want me to do it. Have your other part in there. If you got a theme to the song, I'll theme it about that. Just for the next few weeks, while I got some free time.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that.
It'll be trash. I'll write it too. I won't just freestyle.
Yeah,
I'll write it.
All right, let's get into some news. Yeah,
Tom and Finch's trending news.
Okay.
Bring. Okay, the first
mic tap.
Oh, we're hungover, by the way, guys. I am. Tom's not. Yeah, but you're hungover from Chinese food.
Yeah.
That's just as damaging to you the next day as fucking 14 beers. Yeah. So we went and had beers last night, by the way. Just thought you'd want to know. Go on, Alex.
First article. Man joins the Foot High Club. You want to take a guess what this is about?
Sucking them toes.
Pretty close. So a man has been caught filming a woman's feet on a flight and then brazenly editing the photo while sitting right next to her.
The edit is such an intricate layer.
But what was he editing about it? Like, was he putting like a nice filter on, like an Oslo or something?
Yeah. Sepia, so it looks like old feet. From the past.
Doing black and white, so it's like a silent movie.
Putting that sad filter on the feet.
And so then she just filmed him editing the feet picture.
Oh, that is so fucking
creepy. He's that naive.
So he's just doing the old turn. So he's got his phone. He's just going, let me see them hooves, girl.
I kind of... Hooves?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he filmed them, because she had actual hooves. He's like, holy shit, she got cow feet. They're not going to believe that.
Yeah. Fuck.
What edits would you need to do?
Are you guys into feet?
No.
Alex?
No.
I've sucked them before. I've told you that.
Yeah.
Sucked a foot. Full foot. I went toes, by toe, and then I went full foot in there. Was it requested?
Yeah.
She's like, suck my feet. No, she said suck my toes, I'm pretty sure.
And you couldn't decide, so you
went... No, I just read all. Well, yeah. I didn't know the technique. I used to do a stand-up bit about it. I should start doing that again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know which...
You deep-throated
the technique. I fully did. I was gagging.
Did you tickle the heel?
Yeah. You got it. Finger in the Achilles.
Yeah, I don't get the whole feet thing, but God bless.
Yeah.
Maybe don't take them of stranger's feet. That's a bit strange.
I always wonder, have we just never seen hot feet before?
Maybe.
Oh, like, would you... Some people won't do any foot thing at all. Like, they won't, like, rub a foot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not in a sexual way, but they're like, I can't even touch your foot.
They're just grossed out.
Have you given, like, foot rubs and shit?
Yeah, that doesn't grow... I guess it depends on the foot, to be honest. Like, if it was my girlfriend, I wouldn't care. But if it was, like, my mum, I'd be like, this is a bit weird. It's like on Pulp Fiction where it's like, you know how he's like, you can't massage a woman's foot. It's like, it's kind of sexual.
Oh,
in terms of like, it's
maybe
like
you do intimate. Have a foot thing there.
No, it's
Tom.
Just like an intimate.
You just said it was sexual.
It's from Pulp Fiction. Watch the film.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you can't just randomly massage feet.
Yeah,
we should get pedicures one day.
Have you heard of the website WikiFeet?
Yes.
Yeah, Demi's on a foot famous... Is that the famous foot website? Yeah. I think Demi's on that one or one of the other ones.
Are you on it?
No, I don't think so. That's
Can you
that's
check?
Google.
What's her full name?
Demetra Seely, maybe?
Seely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's coming up.
Yeah, well, how many stars has she got?
4 stars.
Out of 5?
Out of 5 or 20?
That's pretty good.
Fair amount of pictures as well.
Oh, wow. That's creepy, man.
But they're not like...
So this is the girl who's in some of Frenchie's videos, Demi.
Yeah, Demi.
She always plays his girlfriend. So...
She showed me that before. And what's fucked is like, they're not like she's taking photos of her own feet. She's just wearing normal, like, open-toed sort of shoes. And then, so, like, feet creeps are like, oh, that's close enough. They're zooming in. They're fucking trying to get
Frenchie
that.
Is Frenchie on there? Please tell me.
Yeah, tell me I'm on there.
Okay.
Someone put me on there, okay? I don't know if whoever's got an account on WikiFeed.
Please.
Don't be ashamed of your kinks, though. We're not foot shaming anyone.
No, I'm just curious.
You like feet? That's fine. We're just curious.
Yeah.
I might.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I want to try to start liking them just so it's like interesting for the podcast. Mm. It's good to have two differences of opinion, but I just don't like the way they move. Like the toes wiggle. Do you mean it's like how a spider walks? That's what I hate about spiders, is the way they fucking move.
Too sexy. You damn sexy little insect. Arachnid is what I
like
say.
How you correct yourself. Yeah. I reckon that's from YouTube comments, because you know if you get one fucking word wrong, there'll be a comment going, a spider's an arachnid, not an insect.
Yeah. Couldn't find either of YouTube. I did find a one.
Pauline Hanson, let me have a look.
Oh, why is she wearing such revealing clothing in these
Holy
ones?
Holy shit. Guys, we're going to talk you through Pauline Hanson's wiki feed.
What is this photo?
Oh, wow. What is all
is
of
this?
Them? We'll get to that last, okay? So she's got 3 stars out of 5 her feet do. Oh, this is insane. Shoe size not set. No one could figure out her shoe size.
She's sitting on the lawns of Parliament House with her bare feet out on the laptop and over her Apple icon. She's actually got a little map of Australia.
That's all time. One Nation. Oh. Let's go. But like this one actually looks like it's a foot picture on purpose, because she's got no shoes near her.
It looks like photo shoot was directed by Tarantino.
This one is. And the Parliament in the background.
Just use the arrows.
Okay, yep. Okay, this one is candid, Pauline. Wow.
She's warming her feet up on a gas heater.
Yeah, barefoot,
look great, to be
middle
honest.
Of winter, everyone behind her is wearing parkas and beanies.
I don't know what she's thinking.
It looks like she's in the Blue Mountains. She's wearing a scarf, but then she's got her full socks and shoes off, and she's
got
them against the heater.
Putting your feet on the heater.
I recommend putting your socks back on.
Yeah,
that'll be warmer.
You're going to burn your feet. You're going to end up with
It's a maroon scarf. She's been supporting the maroons. The Queensland Origin team.
That's photoshopped.
That looks photoshopped. So that's not her. She's photoshopped into a Dancing of the Stars body.
Hot. But
actually, it might be her. I think she was on it.
Her body looks.
Yeah, she looks like she's got swimmer shoulders.
Yeah.
She's got swimmer shoulders. Odd. Yo, did you see the controversy in Australian swimming?
No.
So Cody Simpson, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Miley Cyrus's ex boyfriend was a little singer when he was 13 years old, somehow still in the news cycle just from, like, I guess doing blow and banging Miley Cyrus. Allegedly. Decides he wants to be a swimmer again because he used to be a sick swimmer. He got 3rd best in the trials to make it, I think it was to the World Championships. Is that on next?
I don't know.
3rd best in the trials to make it to the World Championships. The guy who came 2nd wasn't going to do that event because he's doing all these other events. So Cody's like, yes, I'm in. Everyone's like, he made it. Whoa, that's crazy. Then the guy's like, psych, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Word on the street is because it's Cody's seeing this girl he used to cut with, another swimmer, Emma McCowan, the girl who won all the golds. So apparently it's a love triangle, and that's why the guy decided
that's great.
He was going to do that event so Cody couldn't go on the fucking... But then he's come out and said, no, I just want to represent my country. I want to do this stroke, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, see, I like where this is heading. I think we can do this more often in Australian sport. You know, in like, what was that UFC show where they'd, like, it was like a reality show and they'd fight? You know that?
Oh.
So you'd get to know him. Yeah, the Ultimate Fighter. So you'd get a bit of background.
Swimmer.
Not just swimming. Every sport needs like a bit of a backstory. So it's like, oh, these people are feuding, because it just make it more interesting.
Yeah, you're more likely to watch a sport if they've got big personalities. You're like, oh, they're going to play.
They hate each other.
They
remember?
Hate each other.
They slept
they
with each other's
They both swam
sisters.
Down the same lane.
Oh.
You get it?
I get it.
That
Who's
was
got
good.
The best stroke game?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, the breaststroke game. He's good. Let's go, Tom. Doggy paddle or doggy style?
Oh,
they were doing
that's good. That's good. I got nothing.
But you're dead right. Like, I think because it's such a boring fucking sport. It's not even a sport. It's a survival skill, and I'll stand by that.
Yeah.
Swim. What was it called? Ultimate Fighter. Ultimate Swimmer. Okay.
Yeah.
So reality.
They
house,
have to live in a house.
Reality, like Jersey Shore.
Yep. Where they drink a lot.
Where they drink a lot. and swim a lot and fuck a lot, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that'll be the tagline. Yeah. Swim a lot, drink a lot, fuck a lot. The ultimate swimmer.
Did we just write a show?
Yeah.
Well. And but then do we get the best of the best or do we get up and comers?
Up and comers. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
There's a constellation where if because they fuck a lot.
Mm.
If one gets pregnant, they actually also win because the egg was the fastest swimmer. The
sperm was swimming. Mm. The sperms were swimming.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And what do they win? And that actually should be how they win places into the Olympics.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, not money, not money. So it's got to be the best of the best then. It can't be up and comers.
Nah, that's even funnier. What? You cut the queue. So you don't have to do the trials and stuff. You go straight to the Olympics.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, one spot. One spot. But the others can have to compete. Yeah,
they have to compete.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling there's a moat around the house.
Thoughts? I like that.
Or just a pool through it. What do you think?
Both.
Yeah, okay. And like a fish tank, a really big fish tank.
But with other swimmers in there. Smaller swimmers.
Yo, okay. Oh, no, should it be on an island? So when they get voted off, they got to swim back to shore.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. Yep. I like that.
Okay. This is actually going to be
a great show.
And then they go, and we almost do it like Survivor type, the challenge type episodes where they got to do a challenge each episode just to keep it interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you don't want to see, oh, they're going to do a 75 meter backstroke race. No, we don't care about that.
Mm.
Swimming related fucking challenge.
75 meters with a crocodile.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
That's great. Who can have sex for the longest without breathing? Because breathing's important
perfect.
In swimming.
Perfect. On to the crocodile one, it's also maybe you see how many crocodiles you can have in a pool and get across. Do you know what I mean? So you're at the end of the pool, you're going to be like, I just want to do two crocodiles. You know what I mean? The next person will be like, oh, I'm going to have to do three to beat this. Or they'll be like, I bow out.
Yep, that's good.
So that's a good one too. Maybe some sort of drinking shot, a shot for shot sort of. You swim,
boat race.
Okay, swim up to the end, do a shot, you go back, do a shot up, something like that. You know what I mean? Or maybe just a beer. I don't know. Exactly.
Mouth to mouth challenges. Something. There's something there. That's all I'm saying. Something there.
That's
because hot and how's it's
that,
also
how's
a swimming
that swimming
thing.
Though? How's that swimming?
Because people drown.
So they're just making out. They're just that's 7 minutes of heaven. Why don't you just fucking do that? Spin the bottle. Is that what you fucking?
Yes.
I think that's
Tom is really thinking like a Nine producer right now.
Yeah, that's good. That's,
drama.
Well, we could base an episode around a stroke. So every episode's based around the stroke. So first episode's based on backstroke. Who's the best backstroker in the house?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Backstroke themed challenges.
People having a stroke and I was like, yes.
Well, yeah, that could be one of the challenges. Someone has a stroke in front of you and you've got to backstroke them to safety or something like that.
Okay.
Or you're a masseuse for a day and you've got to stroke their backs metaphorically and whoever does the best job, gets the biggest tips, wins that challenge.
Mm.
Just thoughts. Butterfly, you got to catch the most butterflies. While doing the butterfly stroke.
Oh, man.
I don't hate this show.
It's going to be a hit.
I do not hate this show.
How'd we get there
Ultimate
from
swimmer.
Pauline Hanson in a dress? Here she's in some kind of another Dancing with the Stars.
She's
slash
looking like she's
flamenco.
Going to Carnival here.
She's going to the TV Week Awards, which doesn't seem where she should be.
That is, she's wearing a fucking cassowary on her on herself.
Very Queensland. Whoa. Oh my god! Next, she looks like
she's
fucking
Paul Hanson.
She looks like she's a local mechanic in the '80s.
Yeah, she looks like she's a dad fixing up a car right now.
She's wearing a blue singlet, she looks smallest
like Paul
red
Wharton.
Shorts. Yeah.
Paul Vaughan cleaning a hubcap.
Oh, that is... Are those undies? Those shorts went up very high and now she's wearing tidy readies.
Oh, yeah. She's got a...
Or is that her pussy? I'm not sure.
I don't want to know. And there's another one of the...
Different angle of the feet on the fire.
The feet on the fence.
Oh, yuck. Why did someone take that? That's her from behind in red underpants. Show Alex.
Oh, none that's of us are sleeping tonight, guys.
No, that's
I'm vengeance.
I'm remembrance.
Oh, well, how did we get to the feet thing? We're talking about feet on a plane,
Yep.
Yo, that's a good spin-off to Snakes on a Plane.
Feet on a plane. And it's a guy who's like super horny and there's so many feet on the plane.
Boink, you go to horny jail. That would be, you know how they're always like, it's the same punishment for like same crimes. We should bring back punishments to fit the crimes. So he's taken a photo of a chick's feet and editing it, feet shaming her, saying, oh, it's not good enough, whatever. His punishment should be something like that. So either we could cut off his feet, but you know what I mean? Probably not. Probably not to that level. Maybe he has to, I want to say clean stumps.
Clean stumps.
So let's say people who've lost their feet.
Oh, that's because
he loves feet. But he's doing this shit illegally, like going, yo, some people don't have feet, so you shouldn't be like that. And so he's got to go, I didn't mean it like that.
I can really smell them. I can smell the idea.
It sounded jarring when it came out my lips. Jarring. You know what I meant, though?
Yeah.
Like something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Next story. Alex literally gave me like a face, like a disappointed mum for that.
Fair enough.
Man charged.
He voted for Greens. They don't like stumps there. No. They want trees.
They want dogs to be able to wear human clothes. Is that one of their policies? I don't know.
Although a lot of Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Jerusalem cruises.
That's a good name.
Man charged with animal cruelty and bestiality at Sydney school.
At Sydney school?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound funny when you say it like that. But then when you get like this, the next line.
A man has been charged with breaking into a Western Sydney school and having sex with goats.
See, that's funny.
Goats are the weirdest, scariest looking animals ever.
Of all the animals.
Of all the animals, they're the most goats. Hellbound. You know what I mean? They're like...
They guard the gates of hell. I believe that.
They have the scariest eyes. You would have to go doggy.
Bro, Satan's got goats on ropes. Like, that's his pet of choice. They're not hellhounds. They're goats.
Yeah, they're terrifying. Do you reckon he held on to the
horns?
The horns. He was horny.
I think he grabbed you know how he grabbed the hair?
Yeah.
He grabbed the goatee and pulled it around. But at Western Sydney school, how old was this man too?
43 years old.
Oh.
Do you reckon he went to that school?
I don't know.
And he like always had a thing for that goat.
Yeah, maybe.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
He was like, I knew you when you were just a kid.
And then a lamb joke. That's good. That's a little goat joke.
Yeah.
A
little lamb.
He also did stuff with sheep.
Oh.
New Zealander?
But I feel like, okay. Like this is a bit, guys, I get this is a bit gross. Let's say he fucked a goat, yeah?
Mm.
Did he not come and try to finish off with a sheep? Or did he come, wait for it to get hard again, and then fuck a sheep? It's fucked either way, but I'm saying, like, what? Or did he come back on a separate occasion? Because, like...
I reckon he pulled out and used the sheep's wool to clean off. That's nasty, dude.
Oh. You know, like in like kindergarten where you'd like make sheep by sticking the wool with the clag glue onto the piece of paper. Doesn't matter. Move on. We're moving on, guys. Hope you're not eating.
What punishment would you guys dole out to him?
Great question. See, punishment should fit the crime.
Mm. He has to commit to the goat. He has to marry it.
Yeah. I think that's a great call.
You can't rent it. You got to buy it.
Well, yeah. He's just ruined that goat for everyone else, hasn't he?
You got to take it to your house and treat it nice.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
To death
do your part. I think that's beautiful.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. You just shouldn't root and boot a goat. You know what I mean?
That's not fair.
Yeah.
The goat could catch feelings.
Got a vibe. Baby, are you coming for the ride?
We're running pretty well for time. We're at 48 minutes.
Okay.
We can continue with
keep
news.
Going, yeah, keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Yep. Okay. Well, we've got the two articles of weird myths kids believed about sex.
Oh, we can do that one next week. We've done a lot of sex stuff this week.
Yep.
Not for us, though.
Hmm. What's the next one?
8 strict rules Jennifer Lopez allegedly.
Yeah, that one was fucked. Is that true?
Say it again. I didn't hear it.
8 strict rules Jennifer Lopez makes her boyfriends follow.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear this.
Allegedly.
Oh, you do want to hear it.
Yep. Let's listen.
Okay. Do you want to get out first?
No, you go. I'll read along though too, so I know what's going on.
The first one is no female flight attendants.
On their like private jets?
Sure, because Lopez found out that her then husband, Mark Anthony, had a fling with a flight attendant.
But what if they're flying commercial?
Oh, bro, you catch a fucking flight to Australia, you're rolling a dice, aren't you?
Yeah, but so do they have to be like, oh, you can't be working here, J-Lo don't like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, true. They what mean? They're not flying commercial.
Yeah, okay.
They mustn't be.
But what if they do?
Yeah, you're right. Nah.
And can you have a female pilot?
They're either away in the cockpit, so.
That should be fine. I'll allow it.
Allow it. Okay. What's the next one?
Number two. J-Lo wants her boyfriends to stay in shape.
Oh, fuck. She's demanding. It's the whole point of getting in a relationship, so you don't have to stay in shape.
Yeah. That's tough.
And she's old. Like, yeah, she stays fit. Yeah. She's not staying young, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, hurry up and find that fountain of youth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect them to stay in shape if you're not going to stay young. It's not possible.
Well.
No, but I'm saying if you want your boyfriend to stay in shape.
I heard you. You keep saying it.
It's you can't date him for that long. You got 6 months and then he's going to be like, oh, fuck it. What's the point?
Ben Affleck got jacked for Batman. Is he still jacked?
I can look up some images if you
his
like.
His tattoo is so fucking good.
It's so bad.
It's so good.
All right, what's the next one?
Baffler.
J-Lo allegedly demanded access to A-Rod's phone at all times.
Wow. All times? That all times seems inconvenient a for a phone.
Yeah, how do they... What if they're away? Does he have to post it to her?
Do you reckon he's got one of those cables, like an old school phone, to the wall so she can always use it?
I think he's got to have a different phone. And he video calls and faces the screen of his phone and then she tells him what to go through.
That's fair.
Number four, no more than 3 drinks per night.
What?
Whoa, that's a big one.
That's insane.
Wasn't Ben Affleck an alcoholic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that, well, was that all right then?
No, you're an alcoholic, but you can have 3.
Yeah, that's like me with gambling. Yeah, no more than 3 slaps a night.
So make them count.
Make them big, yeah. Make them big. Go on.
The next one, number five, is she has 0 tolerance for cheating.
That's pretty
that's
standard.
Not a
nor.
Yeah, that's not an unusual rule.
Number six, Lopez reportedly demanded sex with Affleck at least 4 times a week.
It's a bit much.
Demanding makes it seem like aggressive.
But almost hot?
It's hot, but also aggressive. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess...
What if your schedules don't align?
Was that why she falls... Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess it's easier to stay in shape if you're still having sex and not drinking more than 3 drinks.
Mm.
I think you're pretty much already in shape if you're doing that. I don't think you need to do anything else.
You're right.
Done.
Yeah, so I'm reading this was all put into a prenuptial agreement.
Oh, prenup. Wow.
That makes it...
Oh, pretty. That's insane.
Seems like just get out of, like... jail cards, like you'd be like, oh, you didn't do that, I can take all the money.
Yeah, I would definitely put in some shit in a prenup that they're definitely gonna break, but you'd be like, and so if you ever
didn't
need
follow
it,
the rules, you never wore silly glasses every second Tuesday.
Yeah, you said you'd salute every time I walk in the door.
Oh, we had buffalo rule, you didn't drink with your left
buffalo.
Hand.
Go on, what's the next ones?
Number seven, no more kids.
J-Lo, you're 55. I don't think...
The body.
I think
the
God's made given you that prenup. God made that rule for you.
I guess you could adopt. Or you could knock up some other chick.
Okay. Yeah. Or goats. No more
goats, yeah. No more kids, yeah.
Number eight, J-Lo's boyfriends must get along with Mark Anthony.
So he's
her ex. But they're still very close.
I guess.
But does she have kids with him? Is that why?
Perhaps.
But you'd hope so.
Yeah, but she does.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Is that Julius Caesar's friend, Mark Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, she could just be like, oh, Mark, pretend you don't get along with this cunt. And then I get to break up the marriage and I get all my money back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's good. It's clever. But she's still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now she has a lot.
And she don't want no kids.
Oh, yeah.
She's dry as the Saharan desert.
A week what? That you got? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you boys would like to put in a prenuptial agreement?
Great question.
Or you think should be in there?
Great question. Well, I think it's a tricky one because for us to play this game, we would have to be rich.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? So is this assuming we're rich and we're marrying some girl who surely loves us for just who we are, but also
you've got those thoughts. Know. You never know.
You never know.
Okay.
They're not going to get free money. Do you know what I mean? And I respect them trying to get money out of a divorce. Why would they not?
I'm trying to think of like things.
They had to have sex with us. They're obviously going to try. That's why you need that prenup. What would Kanye have in his?
I feel like he'd have a lot.
But like, I like the saluting rule. I like that.
Yeah.
No,
not allowed to join any cults.
Oh.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Good, you know, call. Sometimes cool. You get manipulated.
Can't spit on me in public.
Mm.
You don't like them doing that.
No matter the fashion trends, no three-quarter pants.
Oh.
Like the, you know, the shorts.
That yeah, really you don't want them showing off those ankles, bro. Those sexy ankles. Can't suck my feet on a plane. Okay.
You can't edit the photo if you take it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm all natural, baby. Oh, what I want to talk about before we get into our conundrum, is that what we're up to next? I've been watching things. I like to talk about everything I've watched. So, Alex, you talked about the Beatles documentary, Get Back. I finally watched the first episode of that. It's fucking hilarious, Tom. It's hilarious because I've never heard John Lennon speak before.
Do an impression.
Hello, I'm John Lennon.
Is that good?
Hello. Alex? No, but you know how like everyone does an impression of him? That so you only know his voice from impressions. So I'm listening to him speak and it's like he's doing a parody voice of John Lennon, right. But it's actually fucking him.
That's funny.
And the other part I thought was funny about the documentary was that Paul and Paul McCartney and John Lennon have this like really mutual respect for each other's talent and skill. Whenever, like, the drummer doesn't even give a fuck. He's smoking a cigarette, just sitting around the whole time. He knows he's fucking nothing. But George Harrison always tries to write songs and, like, suggest things. And they just look at him like, shut the fuck up.
That's so funny.
Fuck off, George. Like, it's so obvious. As soon as he starts talking, they almost look at each other and just like, okay, we just got to listen to him out. No, I don't think that will work, George. No, that's you see, funny. We've already, you know.
And we're talented, George. We've got talent.
It's like a musical thing we're trying to do. We want it to sound good.
We don't want it to be a silly song.
Bro, it's crazy. Like, the obvious face change of John Lennon when, like, George Harrison will start talking, man.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Did you find... You found it really interesting, didn't you?
Yeah, because that was just as George was starting to write some of his best songs. And he arguably did have, in the last albums, have the best songs.
Really?
Yeah, they just wouldn't... You can see in the video that they just didn't give him really the time of day.
Yeah.
What were his George best songs?
Yeah.
Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, wow.
Something.
Yep.
Was that from the last album?
Yep.
I'm not up to that episode yet.
No, this is a different... I can't remember exactly what the chronology is, but Get Back might be the last one with Let It Be. Let It Be is the album.
Yeah, but he didn't write Let It Be.
But then Abbey Road was after that or before.
He didn't write Let It Be.
No, that was McCartney. No, Let It Be was the album that is being recorded in the documentary.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I have to check it out.
It's really interesting. But the other part that tripped me out was that they have like whatever a billion hours of audio, but not as many hours of video. So they get these cool conversations and then they try to like play it while they play video of them talking, but different audio over the top.
Right.
It like looks out of sync until you realize what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
They tried.
Yeah, go the Beatles. And then I also watched one episode of Hugh Hefner's documentary. My girlfriend wanted to watch it. I'm like, I don't really want to watch it.
Is that the secrets of the Playboy?
Yeah, I'm like, there's no secrets. He drugged them and fucked them all, I'm pretty sure. And he's an old dude with saggy balls.
Until recently.
I was like, I don't think these are secrets. He's a creepy old...
Yeah, I think any situation where it's like a man in a robe filled... Like an old man with beautiful women. There's something going on.
It's the robe. If he was wearing a suit, you'd be like, he's from Mad Men. But the robe, you're like,
something's going on.
He's a mad man.
Yeah. Classic.
I'd like to know like about him as he got older. Maybe he got a bit of dementia and he's just walking around in his robe.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, you're a little bunny.
Are you my daughters? That's fucked up.
Okay, move on.
I'm going to kiss my daughter.
Do you want to move to the conundrum? Or we're at about 1 hour.
Oh, we would like
Or would
you? We could just do the fuck segment, or we could do the conundrum.
Let's just do the fuck segment.
Okay, let's do the fuck segment of the week,
guys. Okay. This week we are doing quite the fuck
segment. Quite the segment.
So this is one we had on the dock for a while, but we weren't sure about it. And we're going to taste test some baby foods. Blind taste test. Alex has gone out and bought a bunch of baby foods. And we're going to rank and blind taste test them.
I saw baby foods in the chat, but I thought Alex was randomly eating it as a joke. I didn't read it properly. So this is an exciting surprise for me too. So
this is weird. Let's try it.
I didn't eat baby foods as a baby. I was straight on a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, you still are.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm excited to try them for the first time.
Mm. All right, guys, let's do it.
Do you want me to hit?
So hit the...
I have to play fuck segment. Segment.
Segment.
Fuck segment.
Tom and French's fucked segment of the week.
All right, so we've got six baby foods in front of us. French's cracking them open. We got a spoon each. Alex has duct taped them, so we have no idea what they are. Did you feel weird buying baby food, Alex, or you felt?
I did a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Oh, that came out like fucking that. Disgusting.
It was going to come out.
It came out like a little sausage. Oh, no, then it just got liquid. Oh, it comes out so... Why is mine so long?
Mine's, yo, this is
like a shit.
It's like a watery like a rat shit, bro. It's a little mouse shit. That's what it think is, bro.
The ick was going to hit me so strong, but I already feel
just
sick.
The texture is fucking gross. It's like a rat shitting out a banana. That's what it is.
And there's some weird smells going on. Oh, Frenchie's just slurping it down. You got to eat it all because we've got to use the same spoon, French. Frenchie's going to vomit. Frenchie is... I've never seen him so disgusted. Oh, that's
fucking gross. That is fucking gross.
I've never seen... No, let him eat it all, Alex.
It's spinach. That's spinach. That's why that's fucking gross.
Oh, we got to both eat it all, right?
I already had some. Have some.
I'm just confirming before I go in hard.
Oh, the fuck. It's rat... It looks like banana rat shit, but it tastes like fucking off spinach. Do you reckon spinach?
It tastes like... Oh, that is
right. Oh, it's so bad, eh?
I reckon there's some tuna in there, bro.
I hate tuna. That's why it's so bad, then. It's tuna.
I reckon it's tuna and spinach, bro. Tuna and broccoli.
Oh, the fuck?
Oh, screw the lid on, bro.
Poor kids. No wonder they like the breast milk so much, if that's their other option.
Oh, that has an aftertaste. Why is that in my teeth?
Why would we suggest this?
Why is it such
whose idea was it to eat baby food?
Metallic aftertaste.
I'm a grown ass man. I shouldn't be eating this shit.
Oh, it's so strong still.
It's so strong. Can you taste it? Oh, this one looks worse, bro. This one looks worse.
Lick your teeth. Oh, it did a little poop out. Guys, it comes... Oh, that was revolting. This is like the different types of turds people do.
Oh, this one's a runny turd.
This is a runny thick one. This is a runny thick one. This is swamp ass.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, this smells worse, bro.
No, I don't want to do
it. How does
it
smell worse?
I don't want to do it.
Alex is enjoying this too much.
You go first this time.
He's just done shits into containers and we're eating it.
I would not be surprised, bro.
This is what a Greens poo looks like.
This can't be edible.
Someone who votes for Greens, this is what their shits look like. It's a vegan turd.
Yeah, this is someone who shots wheatgrass.
Oh, all right, I'll go first this time.
You go first.
Oh, it's a lot. It's not, but it is.
It is.
That one's better.
Okay, you really.
That's like carrots and green beans.
That's like applesauce. That is way better.
I reckon it's carrots and green beans. Carrots give a bit of sweetness, maybe.
I'm saying applesauce. That is fucking... you're right. Carrots. Carroty applesauce.
Okay.
So two is the top at the moment and one is the worst.
Oh, that was fucked.
Let's get to three.
What was the guess for the first one, the flavor?
Okay, the first flavor for
spinach
me,
and tuna.
Spinach and tuna.
Yep. And number two?
That was carrots and beans.
Carroty applesauce, I'm going.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a flavor, does it?
Applesauce, then.
Carroty applesauce. Okay. You might be right. Maybe kids are fucked. They just don't even care about things that sound right. Oh, here we go. Number three, he's squirting it out. Oh,
okay. This one's orangey.
That looks carroty.
Carroty applesauce could be. This you one go looks first good. This yeah, time I want French. It. I want to have this one.
I'm going to sniff test.
That one's good.
This is pumpkin. I can smell it.
Yeah, that's pumpkin. That was good. That one was good. That one was the worst. That one was good, guys. Okay, we're back on the baby food train. Yeah, I'm excited for four
pumpkin.
Now.
We're both saying pumpkin.
Yeah, that was good. That was like pumpkin. It was like pumpkin soup, but like before. You like properly soup it, like when you just blend it. Do you know what I mean? It's like real thick, but unlike blended pumpkin soup.
I reckon the one we vote the worst, we get Alex to try.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, this looks mayonnaise.
Oh, this is cummy. This is a little cummy one.
Oh, that looks fucked.
Yeah, this is mayonnaise. That's a good little prank, Alex. Just gave us mayonnaise.
I can't even tell you what that smell is. I can't really smell it.
It's number four, guys.
Can you smell it? Tell me what you think.
My nose is blocked, so I can't smell anything. I couldn't smell my feet on the plane. Tom liked that. This might be like
vanilla.
Vanilla
custard, I'm going to say.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more of that.
I thought it was going to be mayonnaise, so it was a nice surprise.
That was good. I'm having more.
Baby hungry.
Fuck, is that probably good for you too? That's like sweet. It's
Do you reckon we could get like, oh, that was a lot, yeah.
No, it's fucking good, bro. Do you reckon I'm taking this shit home.
Do you reckon we could survive on baby food? That could be a challenge. Me and Frenchie only eat baby food for a week.
It's like condensed it's like condensed milk. It's like that sweet this sweet is so semen. Good. I'm having this one. Sweet taking semen. It home. Sweet semen.
Do you reckon we could survive approves. For a week, Frenchie, just eating baby food?
That is a good video. That is a good video.
Which one did you have? Four. Okay, five. Yep. I feel like we're due for a bad one now because we had a good one. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I'm first too. Fuck. It's so weird how it comes out.
It looks like applesauce.
Yeah, this is the applesauce. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's applesauce. It's not bad.
No. Pear.
Oh, fuck, Tom's good. I'll just stick with applesauce. I can't steal all these guesses.
It's a group decision.
Okay, pear, yeah.
I think it had the texture of pear.
Anything else?
Oh, there's something else in it.
Apple.
Pear and apple.
Okay.
Do you want to taste it again or not? Just that first one was just such a shock to the system, and then that every other one's been great. So I'm back on the baby food train.
I didn't love the second one. It was just...
But a little turd comes out.
Oh, no. We're back on the fucking solid train, I reckon.
Oh, no. We don't like these ones. Oh, that doesn't smell good.
No.
Thoughts?
No.
Alex is laughing. I don't like
this.
That.
One's
like
some kind of meat.
I don't like this.
You don't want meat.
I don't want this.
Oh.
I don't want this, guys.
Mine came out like a fucking worm. Like a little...
Yeah. Same time. Bottoms up.
What was that?
I don't like that. I don't know what it was, but I don't like it.
Watery lamb.
Yeah, that was something you feed a dog, bro.
That was dog food.
That was dog food. That was a little prank.
Oh, nasty.
I'm going to get some more condensed cream.
Yeah, let's wash it down.
Wash it down.
I'm going to use this shit as toothpaste.
We're
going
to get addicted to this. This is going to be my strange addiction.
Oh, I reckon Rufus
is
like...
so fucking good.
Let's feed Rufus number one.
What was the flavour of for the last number six?
Yeah, let's do lamb or something.
I'm just going to see if Rufus likes number one. Are you got number one? Oh, it's here.
Oh, yeah, give
so
it
this
to
one
him.
Was the worst one, but I reckon it's dog
but
food.
But we said six was the dog food too, so we'll try one and six. We'll see which one he prefers out of those two.
Just a little bit, just in case.
Yeah.
All right, so let's
tell us if it's something dogs can't have. Oh, he'd love that.
He eats anything, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
He'll literally, if you drop some lettuce, he'll eat lettuce.
Yeah, no, my dog doesn't eat lettuce.
Yeah, but our dog eats anything.
So number six, the flavor.
Oh.
The final one.
Stroganoff.
I said watery lamb.
Watery lamb. Do watery lamb.
I'm not confident with that answer. Oh, sorry, okay. Buddy.
Well, we can open them too as you're telling us.
Nah, just tell us.
But I want to open them too to look at the packaging.
I feel like it's going to be difficult.
Okay, go on, Alex. Tell us.
And also, do you want to rank them now?
Oh,
yeah. Well,
know the flavors.
Number one's four.
No, so, yep, number four.
And then I liked three. That was good, too. The pumpkin one. We just knew what it was.
Pumpkin was good, yeah.
What was five again?
Five. What did we say it was?
Pear and apple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was good, too. And then two, we didn't like that much, but it was better.
I reckon, yeah.
So, from top to bottom, it goes four's the best, and which is better out of these two?
I can't remember what they are already.
That was a pumpkin and that was a sweet apple.
Number five, you said was pear and apple. Yep. Number three, pumpkin. Number two, applesauce.
We'll put pumpkin up there for a savory option.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically it was just one and six that you thought were gross. But yeah. number one was...
Two was fucked.
Two wasn't
well.
That great, two but comparatively great. It was better, so that okay. would be...
I don't know order. Between two and six is hard, because...
Do you want to taste them both again?
Absolutely not.
Okay, tell us what they are.
Okay, so number four...
The best?
The best was correct, vanilla custard.
Yes, yes delicious.
Then number five, which you said was pear and apple, was pear, correct. Banana and mango.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Number three, which you guessed as pumpkin, was sweet potato, carrots, and parsnip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Then
I like sweet potato and I like carrots.
Number two, which you thought was applesauce, was...
Shut up, Siri. Go on.
Was apple, pea, and zucchini.
Oh.
Apple, pea, and zucchini.
Well, I did say applesauce.
Mm-hmm. So you got the apple right. Then number six, which you said was watery lamb, was beef and vegetables.
Yeah, that's close. That's close.
And finally, number one, the worst one right off the bat, which you guessed is tuna and spinach, was actually creamy mash and salmon.
Oh, salmon. You're giving us salmon from a squeeze packet. Long life salmon from a squeeze packet. No, in a mush. Oh,
guys,
wow.
Let us know if you enjoyed this taste testing segment or whether it was the worst thing you've ever heard. And then let us know if you did like it, what we should do next.
If, yeah.
And then we're going to end with Alex trying number one.
So leave a comment. If you're listening to this on audio, it's probably worth going on our YouTube, at whatever time it starts, 103 or something, and watching it when you get some spare time, because it was hilarious. And
Alex is going to come and sit in my seat.
Alex will probably like it. Get yourself a spoon, Alex.
Can I have the custard?
Keep talking.
Can I have the custard?
Yeah, I'll give you a chaser, yeah. Okay, guys, Alex is coming in. Thank you again for listening, subscribing. Tell a friend about the podcast. I've got some time off now, so I want to. We're going to put a bit more effort in the podcast. Let's keep this shit growing. Let's keep taking over the world, and we will start a coup. Fuck Albo. Fuck them all. You're welcome. Alex is going to try it. Talking to the mic. Talking to the mic, Alex.
All right.
People want to hear what you've got to say.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking forward to this.
You are. I feel like you eat weird things, though.
No.
Yeah, you do, bro. Go on. Oh, he gagged. He had a little gag. You know. Oh, yeah. He's got it down. He didn't taste it much. He tried to swallow it quick. He tried to solo kick.
I can't.
You want the custard?
Oh,
the aftertaste is bad.
Take us through it.
Okay, it's not as bad now. Oh, that was rank.
There you go.
And this is the nice one.
Oh yeah, this is a nice one. You don't need to worry. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.